And joining us now here in studio, we open the door and welcome an old friend of the program. It's our official show sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he has been a professor of psychology for over 20 years. He has authored over
23 years,
and he has offered over 4,000 books. Is that correct?
4,278.
That is amazing.
Thank you, America.
It is Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, doctor.
Oh, he's got to have a sip.
How's that coffee?
Ooh, it's wonderful. I love that black liquid in my mouth.
Is it strong and black?
Yes, it is strong and black, I tell you. And that's the way I like it. Let's talk a little bit of sports, shall we?
Yes, okay. We wanted to have you on to discuss the psychology of a 6-1 start like the Cowboys are experiencing.
You know, Craig, it is very difficult to be a front runner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to maintain that psychological state. It's very tough to be in front with a collection of men working behind you to hurt you and overtake you. Big, manly men, you know. Grabbing your hips and pulling your hair and grunting and sweating.
Well, it sounded like football.
I'm to admit, yes. Uh-huh, football. And, you know, it takes a special breed of manly team to stay on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dominating.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. What? What's wrong with you?
I'm fine.
But you know what you're going to look out for?
I'm sorry? What?
You know what you're going to look out for?
I didn't catch that.
Jerry Jones. He's a wild card in all of this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know he's feeling wonderful right now because of his team doing so well. But I just hope he doesn't develop a Wilkerian-induced psychosis.
Ooh, that's an interesting psychological term. What does that mean?
Wilkerian-induced psychosis is a psychological condition which causes hayseed stripper boob honking while under the influence of Jenny Walker.
That's a specific condition.
That is a specific condition, yes. And I don't know if he's ever had it before. I don't know. But that is just like something, according to the DSM, he's in danger of developing.
It sounds like he may be prone to that, and that's why we have an expert like you on, because we had no idea.
Perfect timing.
It's Craig.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, sure.
You Cowboys!
Oh, you're a Cowboy fan.
I am a Cowboy fan, and I can be honest about that. I'm proud of the boys. I love the boys.
Uh-huh.
I love them. I sleep in my Love the Boys t-shirt.
I bet you do.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys, of course. Yeah, okay, what are you talking about?
Them boys.
Ride them Cubies.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Doesn't really sound like cowboy.
But you knew what? That is not my first love. That is not my first love.
What is?
I love baseball.
Yes, and interestingly enough, the man that I believe you've co-authored more books with than any other human was recently up for a position with the Rangers.
No, that's not true. Isaac Asimov, I don't think his...
Isaac Asimov.
I was talking about Chili Davis.
I see the confusion. He's the second most collaborator.
Yeah, you've done a lot of work with Chili.
Yes, I have done a lot of work with Chili. And I tried very, very hard to get my close friend Chili Davis to come to the Rangers to help with their bat hitting.
As a hitting coach.
What are you talking about? Yes, that's exactly right. What
aren't
you
a sports psychologist?
I am. That is
You're
correct.
You're not really familiar with some basic terminology.
They called bat hitting before.
Baseball is my favorite sport. And I don't know if you knew this, but I used to play ball.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You did?
Where?
Yeah, I used to be in college.
In college?
Yes, I used to be a pitcher, but now I'm a catcher.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, at home. I don't really, you know, go out and play, you know, professionally organized anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been on a mound in many, many years.
Okay. As a pitcher.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the Rangers called me, because they have me psychologically screen all potential candidates
for
their positions, yes. And they asked me, you know, Carlton, what kind of chili is Chili Davis? And I said, this man is 6-alarm chili.
Is that
I've
your
never
laugh?
Heard him laugh.
That's your laugh? After all these years?
He cracked himself up.
It's a joke because it's a funny play on the word chili.
Yeah, we got it.
See, because his name is Chili, and then of course we have Chili. Yeah, but, and you know, he actually did the Ranger job. A lot of people don't know this. He worked for the Rangers for one day.
He took it for one day?
He took it for one day, and then they get crossed with John Daniels. He got crossed with him, and then he was out.
Just took one day.
Mm-hmm. Huh? One day.
Wow.
And you tell you what, though, I have brought a few books for you.
Okay, great. Oh,
we love it when you bring
sports books. Okay, I got them in here. Here they are. They're in this box.
Oh, yeah, you've got a big box of beaks.
Mm-hmm. What? Beaks?
Isn't that what
books.
You said?
No, I said beaks.
Okay.
Here you go. This is a you're a cowboy fan, right?
Yeah, you bet.
How about this? The true story of the 2014 Cowboys' first openly bad player by Michael Sams. Ghostwritten by Brian Estrich.
Oh, well, now that's odd.
And then I also have this. This is it. And I'm going to leave this for you, Kirk, because I think you would enjoy it.
I didn't catch any of that.
I'm going to leave this for you, Kirk.
He's going to leave it for you. He thinks you'll enjoy it.
Yes, this is got an appreciable size.
It's a big
benefit
book,
over the Chili Davis one. It's a
what?
This is a heartbreaking tell-all. It's called "I've Gotten Candace Pregnant More Times Than I've Won Playoff Games" by Anonymous.
Oh,
it's
Anonymous,
the insider.
Well, we could probably figure out who wrote that. It's your laugh.
Sounds like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Dr. Maxwell, I have a personal question for you, if you don't mind.
No, really, just stick to the books the spirit psychology.
Because I'm just curious. When did you decide that you liked men instead of women?
What? You are a bitch. And I'm never coming in this show again. I bid you good day, sir!
Dr. Maxwell, how are you doing?
Good day, sir!
Bid you. I'm so sorry.
Every time. Why can't you just say, thanks for coming up here, we enjoy the books, thanks for the books, goodbye.
Because listening to him, he is dying to come out of the closet.
Well, that's
I'm just giving him...
I'm the gay bitch!
Dr. Maxwell!
All right.
Give him the opportunity.
Another awkward moment with Dr. Carlton Maxwell.